And off to the Marlborough Sounds now to cook all things duck. Duck shooting season's underway in various parts of the country, so we're looking at the many ways to serve the game bird. Jenny Gearing is a food writer, loves opportunities to teach culinary skills and also creates exotic spice blends for her Ground Gourmet Essentials range. She is presenting a Blenheim community cooking course later this month. The focus will be cooking all things duck, including striving for the perfect duck fat roast potato. Kia ora, Jenny. Welcome to 9 to Noon.
Kia ora, Catherine. Thanks for having me.
You're making me hungry. Just tell me a little bit about your background in food.
I was lucky enough to work in a lot of different countries as a linguistics lecturer, actually, teaching second language acquisition theory. And in the process of living in these countries, I got totally sucked into different cultures, food and language, and got to work, to be in the kitchens of friends and colleagues and learn from them the many wonders of different spices and ingredients, and came back here and decided to quit my academic life and start a food business in Littleton.
How wonderful.
Where I ran cooking classes.
How wonderful. Yeah, so you really were getting sort of first-hand instruction from, you know, home cooks, I guess, often, on just this whole different range of cuisines and flavours.
Exactly. As a result of that, I've become a bit of a pedant, I guess, about cooking authentic dishes. So you're learning from grandmothers and mothers and sometimes, but very rarely, husbands in a lot of the countries I was in, how to cook authentic food.
So you were working in Littleton. I think you had a deli and catering business in Littleton, but was it unfortunately a timing issue for that, really? Were you badly affected by the earthquakes?
Yes. Unfortunately, I lost my business in the 2011 earthquake. It was a fairly big deli, cafe, boutique wine, cooking classes, catering and so on. But yes, we lost a lot. So unfortunately, that was the end of that part of my career.
Was that what took you to Marlborough? I've spoken to quite a few people in food, either food producers or in the food industry, where I guess just the cataclysm of that event saw them relocate. And was it one of the things that took you to the Sounds?
Yes, it was eventually. I did love living in Littleton. It's such a great community, and I tried to hang in there for quite a while. But 7 years of, you know, fighting insurance companies and EQC and living in a, as we used to say, munted house, finally drove us to decide to move to somewhere so that we could move physically, to move on mentally from the whole trauma of that event. And the Marlborough Sounds, I have to say, is the perfect place to heal, really. It's a stunning place with a great community as well. And, of course, lots of amazing food produce.
So you're near Maha Sound. That's got road access, has it?
Yes, I do have road access. I don't think I could live out here without that. We're only about 1 hour from Blenheim, and equidistant between Havelock and Picton. But a very small sound that's absolutely stunning.
So the duck connection, apart from loving all cuisine and all foods, is there a particular duck connection? Have we got family who are duck shooters or duck hunters?
Not family, but friends and neighbours. Particularly here in the Marlborough Sounds, hunting and fishing is, you know, quite a thing for a lot of people. My neighbour here, the only one I have in within walking distance, has shot duck before. And so I have been given duck by friends and who have, you know, specifically asked me, well, now what do we do with this duck? Because it is a little bit different from the farm duck you buy in the supermarket when it comes to cooking it.
It's really different. It's so much leaner, isn't it?
So much leaner, yes. And also, of course, a lot gamier. The flavour is so much stronger. There is a less fat, and there is also a bit more muscle tension, if you like, because, of course, wild ducks are out flying around a lot more than farm ducks, so it can be a bit tougher, more flavoursome and less fat, which means you do have to be a bit different with the cooking styles.
Tell us about the cooking, and I guess oven cooking, the temperature and the time. If we're going to oven cook a whole duck, the temperature and the time is a big thing, isn't it? Again, a big difference from a commercial duck.
Yes, that's right. If you're cooking a whole wild duck, then you should definitely do it for less time than a farmed duck. So a farmed duck, probably around 2 hours to cook a whole duck, but at the same temperature, you would only go for about an hour and a half with a wild duck, because otherwise it will dry out and become a lot tougher. So, yeah, quite a bit less time and lower temperature as well.
Are you basting regularly?
It does help too, yes. You know, with a farmed duck, there's a huge amount of fat, and you actually don't need to baste a lot because you're trying to drain that fat out. But with a wild duck, basting regularly is a good tip, because there isn't a lot of fat in there to start with, and you want to keep the duck as moist as possible while it's cooking, or it will dry out.
Let's talk about the potatoes while we're talking about duck fat, if we're doing a whole duck. I had a trick, actually, where I had the duck, and this was a wild duck, on a rack, and then the fat just drained through onto the potatoes, which made them divine. But as you said, you're then missing out on being able to baste the duck. How do you get the best transfer of duck fat onto, let's face it, we shouldn't be having them every night of the week, but once or twice a year is amazing, duck fat potatoes?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that the better way to cook duck fat potatoes, if your aim is really to get the best potatoes rather than the best duck, is to cook them separately from the duck. So you need a separate amount of fat for the potatoes. It may be that you've drained some of the fat out of the bottom of the oven tray after roasting your whole duck and you're using that, or you may have some spare fat in the fridge from another time, because it does keep very, very well and can be reused. So I think the best way to get the best potatoes is to first boil them. You need a fair bit of salt in the water as well, a couple of tablespoons even of salt in the water, maybe 2 litres of water, and just a little bit of baking soda. And the point of the baking soda is to help the outside of the potatoes sort of rough up a bit, and expose more scruffy potato to duck fat ratio when you do get round to baking them. So just cook them in the water until just tender, drain them well, shake them a bit to rough them up even more, and then put them into your really hot duck fat that you've got sitting in the oven, almost to smoking point. And toss them gently in that fat and then leave them alone. Just leave them to cook, maybe turning them gently once in the cooking time. But you do need a good hour for the potatoes, even though they've been cooked in the water till just tender. The hour is to really let the surface of the potatoes get golden and crunchy while the inside is light and fluffy. So separate from the duck is best if you're aiming for the best potatoes.
While we're talking fat, we may as well go on and talk about duck confit, which some people will have it, you know, if they're out for a special event dinner, but probably a bit more wary of doing it at home. Can you talk us through it? Is it difficult?
It's not difficult at all. It's a little bit time-consuming, of course, but actually very easy. It's a two-stage process of preserving duck. So if you have some duck legs particularly, are best suited for confit, and you have some duck fat, then the process is to salt your duck legs first for about 12 to 24 hours, probably not much longer than that, otherwise they get a bit too salty. But the purpose of the salt is to get rid of any bad microorganisms that are on the duck, and to keep the moisture actually in the duck for later preserving in fat. So add some spices. Of course, I'm a bit spice crazy. So add some spices to your salt. Leave the duck legs on the salt for 12 to 24 hours in the fridge. Take them out and rub the salt off and let them dry a bit. And then melt your duck fat and pop the legs in so that they're submerged, and then slow cook them on low. And the purpose of this is that the fat will also help keep out any bad microorganisms or any nasties that you're worried about. And the long, slow cooking will make the duck really moist, really tender and juicy. I'd say cooking at about 100 degrees for about 2 to 3 hours as a general guideline. It depends on the duck you've got, of course. You can do it on the stovetop, or you can do it in the oven. And so just until the meat is tender and falling off the bone a bit, then take the duck out and put it into whatever container it is you're using to preserve it for a few months, and strain the fat just to get rid of any impurities all over that duck until the duck is covered, and then pop it away. And of course, you know, we probably don't have access to canning materials at home, but in a glass dish or a Pyrex dish, just make sure that the fat totally covers the cooked duck, and then it's preserved and it can last for months like that, until you want to later on take the duck out of the fat and eat it by heating it up or turning it into a myriad of different dishes.
There's an incredible range of recipes, many of which you've shared with us. Thank you. Roast duck, the works. You're recommending all the different kinds of spices that can be used with duck. It's really, really comprehensive. Thank you, Jenny. The one other question I really want to ask you, though, because I think this is something that people muck up when they get duck breasts from, just from the, you know, the supermarket or the butcher. When you are pan cooking duck, what is absolutely essential, especially in dealing with the fatty skin side?
Yeah, so when, especially the breasts, which have a fair bit of fat, you want to render that fat out. There's too much in there to just cook it like a steak and then eat it. It'll be rubbery fat that you're eating, which is not pleasant. So you do need to render some out. To do that, you just need to score the skin through the skin and fat layer, but make sure the knife doesn't go fully into the meat. Do a crisscross pattern on the skin of the duck breast. Maybe put the knife on a little bit of an angle so that helps you not cut into the meat. And that will allow the fat to render out but keep the meat nice and moist and juicy. And it's actually very quick, very simple. Put the duck into a pan with the skin side down for 4 or 5 minutes and let the fat render out, and then flip it over onto the flesh side for a few more minutes. You can then, if you want to, put it in the oven to finish off cooking, but it can just be done completely in the pan. But you'll want to tip off some of that fat that's rendered out of the duck. And quite frankly, I think duck breast should be served a bit like steak, sort of medium rare to medium, to keep it nice and tender. If you go much further than that, it does tend to dry out a bit, but rendering out that fat's essential.
Jenny, thank you. It's an incredible range of information you've got there, and some wonderful images too on the website. Thank you. There's a cooking course later this month coming up with Jenny in Blenheim, and as we said, she's also produces her own Ground Gourmet Essentials range of exotic spice blends. Check it out, rnz.co.nz/9 to noon. Jenny Gehring, thanks very much.